This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
I thought you were human. You're not half elf.
I am?
Yeah, Almond's half elf. He's always been half elf. Why do we draw him as a human? And all those guys.
Just so you know.
I don't know.
This is the main yard leading up to the Ember Shard mausoleum.
Slash front door.
That's the front door,
okay.
Which is here. She shows you a map that shows you the ground floor of the mausoleum, stairs leading up to the second floor. There's a balcony that encircles around. There's some sort
of super classy that he does this.
Library slash lab over here, kitchen and dining area over here, and then the second floor has the various sleeping quarters, Ember Shard sleeping quarters.
Right. But Chris is elaborate enough so that these are actually false. These are the
fake-made fake maps.
He spent an hour and night making fake ones.
But as Marcinda has pointed out, those appear to be the only entrance and the key to getting in.
Is in this front house.
So these doors lead to this.
This is sort of the front entrance.
That's the gate
to the yard, and then those doors lead into the house.
Okay.
So we're coming in,
and this is
we're coming in here.
Yeah.
All right.
The Ember Shard Estate is surrounded by a 20-foot-high stone wall. When you poke your head in through the main entrance, you see a lawn that's sort of got patches of snow on it, a little bit of snow built up along the walls, and you see smoke coming up out of this cabin in the middle of the yard, where you know Phazon Stormbellows.
Okay, and this is kind of
yard.
A yard.
It is.
And that's the front door?
That's his herb garden.
It is.
All right.
He's a well-known gastronome.
A creature.
What? Oh.
Basically,
a giant boar
sleeping up against the side of the building under an awning.
I charged the boar.
Wait, what? Control Z. What?
What? Did I say that out loud? Did I think it?
I don't know. It depends on where your figure moves right
now.
I think
we should probably try to not wake up the boar. I don't know. It's just,
we're going
to
fight that boar regardless.
Yeah, but maybe we
might as well get a surprise round.
Yeah, but can that boar even get in this house?
Well, look. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
12, I think is
maybe
what you're looking for.
12 squares, and there's 4 of us. We do not want to fight him in that house.
Why not? The boar can't go in there.
Yeah.
If we fight him out here, we fight him and a boar.
Man.
Wait, but what's going to happen is that what I'm saying is we might be able to get a couple rounds of damage in.
I don't exactly.
Eventually he's going to go out and ride his boar around. I mean,
I don't exactly sneak very well. We can try to stealth past it, but I'm in.
Is there a back door? Yeah. Yeah, which you will no doubt run out to.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, why don't we have someone go in the back door, sneak past the boar.
Yeah, to be able to...
That'll be you.
I can float.
Yeah, one of us can face step.
There you go. Have someone come in the back door. He's probably asleep.
All right.
If you can face step, yeah. I mean, are there windows around the edge of this?
So these doors are open?
It's just like an opening gate.
Okay,
yeah.
And he doesn't see us. He's asleep.
The boar appears to be sleeping. There are no windows in the building.
Okay,
that's wise.
Are we gonna have to make a stealth check to sneak past him?
Yes.
Okay.
If that's what you want to.
We're going to try to come. Well, at least I will be trying to come to the front door.
Okay.
I would assume, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're trying to get there more or less directly.
Yes.
Okay.
8 plus 0.
Clank, 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 clank.
I'm a dwarf with a shield and a hammer and armor.
And you're mad.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to explain it canonically.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll stealth past the boar. Ping, pong, ting, tang, tang, tang.
Yeah, so you're just going to just kick the door in then?
You get thereabouts when you see the large animal stir and snort.
We're all mission now. We're all mission. We fight.
I would try to sneak again.
Or maybe stop moving.
Oh, I see. He didn't wake up.
No.
Oh, shoot. All right. I'll make another stealth check for Jim. 6.
Clank! Down! Clank!
All right. Once again, the boar, you sort of see it kick a little bit, but it is still...
In dreams? It's still dreaming of flesh.
Do these provide cover?
They do.
They're okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. One more.
I'm pointing at
18.
Yes,
I managed that time.
By the way, people listening.
So I can. I hear you.
And I love you.
All right.
My speed is. I should know this right away.
Fine.
Where is my speed?
Top right.
Oh, thank you. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. Binwin gets over in front of the building.
How sneaky of you.
Yeah, very sneaky. You guys should
apparently
have less.
The dwarf took Ambien or something. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah. He's probably just eaten, hopefully.
I'm going to go ahead and activate my float, the butterfly. Okay. So I am now hovering 6 inches off the ground.
Is that an encounter?
It's a daily.
Oh, wow.
Item.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
Yeah, it's a utility power. Yeah, I float. So do I have to make stealth checks still? I mean, I rolled a 19 anyway.
You do.
He'll give you some conditional stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you do not seem to, hate to use the word, arouse the boar.
No.
You don't want that.
Should I keep going?
Let's do it one at a time.
That's one move for you?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, please. Make another check.
18?
Yep. You good?
Where should I go?
Okay. Just get... I would,
Jim, let's go ahead and go.
Yeah, I mean, you can fire. Yeah, you can fire whatever you want. I just try to get a little bit of cover between you and this scenario. Because most of your stuff is going to fire from so long away, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is probably.
Are you only 5 as well?
I got 6.
He's got 6, but I mean, that's a good place.
Yeah, that's a good place. All right.
Jim's behind the tree like this.
Yeah. But he's so willowy already.
Yeah, yes. His cave is blowing out of the side.
All right, so let's.
What do you want to do, boss?
Let's you and me go together.
Okay. Are we coming? Are we doing this side, or are we doing...
We should go around the other side.
This side?
Yeah. Yeah, 11. What do you like? How do you like me now?
12.
I love that.
The boar stirs.
A huge vat.
I'm just going to move alongside him.
17.
Okay, that's good.
14.
Again, the boar kind of makes noises like something's disturbing his slumber, but it does not quite wake up.
All right, so AFL, I think you should pull around the... Pull around the left side of the building. Keep moving. I just
3, 4, 5, 6.
One more check.
The
first crit.
Action! Snap!
Damn, it's cold out here.
God, it smells like dwarf shit off this plane.
Did I say that?
The boar stands up.
Yes, but no one is visible.
Sorry, guys.
Its red eyes sort of peer out.
It is a demon boar.
And it sees Omen standing there.
He's behind a tree.
Sees Omen standing there.
I nod. No.
And it sort of snaps forward as if to come barreling out, and then something grabs it by the throat.
It's chained up.
Good.
And it sort of just starts stomping its hooves.
How loud would you say?
Loud enough that you can hear somebody inside.
Okay.
Sure. Kick it in.
I'm kicking the door in. So I'm going to step here and kick that door in. Now, how does this work? Is this versus strength?
This is a strength check.
8 plus 4, so 12.
Your foot is confronted by sturdy dwarven craftsmanship. And the door does not move.
So there's the first kick.
Yeah.
But it was a hell of a knock.
Yeah. Can you attack a door with one of your powers?
Everyone can roll initiative, and then
I'll
answer your question.
Oh, yeah!
18, baby.
22.
19.
21. So we're looking good, people.
Wow.
Let's try to beat the boar.
Okay. That will be Binwin.
You know what? As a minor action, can I just try to open the door?
You totally can.
The door just opens?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Kick!
When you...
Door's open, guys.
I opened it.
You see a dwarf sitting in a chair near a comfortable, warm fireplace. Actually, he's not sitting in the chair anymore. He stands... he's in the midst of just putting a helmet on his head, and you stand there in the doorway.
I charge the dwarf.
Okay. You are actually...
Too close to charge?
From there, I think. Two.
Should be okay.
So, I just get all these bonuses to charging, and I want to try it. Yeah, I don't remember. Is it just a basic melee attack?
Yes, with a plus one bonus.
So, 19 plus 9 plus 1? So... Yeah. What is that, 28, 29?
It's a big number. My guess is that it hits.
Success. Now, the guy up into his grill.
You ready for this? Okay, because of my Vanguard hammer, I get to do my normal damage for charging, which is what? My normal weapon damage?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 1d10 plus 9.
Attack, so
that's 19 points of damage. Plus a 1d8 extra for the Vanguard hammer.
Okay.
You ready for this for the crag?
Yeah.
There's a 2, so there's... What did I say? 19, yeah, 20, 21?
Yeah.
And then I have a special helm with ram horns. It is an extra 1d6.
Oh my gosh.
And that was a 6.
Holy wow. Shit.
So 27. He's against the wall.
Okay, you hear this loud thump inside.
Remember, he's the only guy that can open those doors.
Yeah. And killing right. him won't help us open the doors.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be merciful.
I just want to let him know what he's up against.
Jim.
We'll be merciful at the end.
Yep.
There's no windows I can see through?
Nothing.
All right, well, I'll come off my tree then, I guess.
You know, maybe creep over here.
And I still don't think I'll have line of sight on him, unless I get inside.
What do you think, from here?
You will, but he'll have cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm covering him. Doesn't mean you can't target the whole house for a burst. Wouldn't be the first time.
Just come to the front door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The ominous silhouette of dark magic fills the doorway.
Yeah, I'm not want to be that guy right now.
Some scorching burst in there seems good to me.
wouldn't be the first time.
Yes, this is going to be a burst 1. I'm going to center it on him, on the bad guy.
Okay.
And actually, I have a coordinated explosion now. So I get a plus 1 to attack rolls with a blast or burst if there's an ally in the area. So this is actually going to be...
Because you know they're always 19 moving.
19 versus reflex.
That is a hit.
Okay. Oh, let me roll my attack against you too.
All right, hit me. For sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay, now I have a question. As a battle rager, and whenever I get hit, I gain 6 temporary hit points. Mm-hmm. Is that even if he hits me?
Yep.
Thanks.
We worked this shit out.
We worked it out, right?
Yeah.
So what damage do you do to me?
11 damage to both of them.
All right. He grunts.
What is this? I am a slave of dragons.
Yeah, we heard that.
Jim says that his turn is complete.
Okay.
And he holsters his 2 wands.
Immediately after Jim goes, Faison goes.
And now that I have temporary hit points, I always do plus 2 damage.
He shifts to here.
This works.
This works. We worked it out.
Yes.
Finwin, can he shift safely?
No, he cannot, because he's been marked. I didn't say that. I didn't say it.
Yeah, you could. We'll assume it's true unless you tell me otherwise.
I don't want to cheat.
Well, when you hit dudes, they get marked.
Same team.
Mark.
Yeah. Same team.
Sorry. Yes. So I get a basic opportunity attack against him. I totally miss him. Okay. 7 plus 9 is not going to hit. His armor class.
Okay. From under his table, he draws forth a battle axe. Looks like one of the smaller weapons in this place.
It's like a museum.
Around. Yeah. He's got a fine collection of dwarven.
Yeah, open up the sack.
Engines
start loading things in. That's a huge dice.
It's a nice dice.
All right.
Our plan is to just whack him in
21
boar, right?
Miss. Like, yeah, no boar.
That's what we're doing.
Apparently. Like,
just so we're all clear. That's what we're doing.
And then he will swing at you again.
Okay.
So AFL, you need to get at
27.
That hits.
Okay.
I'm here on my turn.
Yeah.
He hits you for 18 points of damage.
Now, question. Do my temporary hit points come before or does it matter?
After.
At the same time, right?
What's that? No. It comes after.
You subtract your temporary hit points, then you take the excess damage.
Okay.
And he pushes you...
That was 18 points, you said?
Yeah. 18 points of damage, and he pushes you 4. But you reduce it by 1 because you're in 4.
Yes, exactly.
Boom, boom, boom. And knocks you prone.
No, I can roll against being knocked
Thank
prone.
Thank you. You get a saving throw. Roll a d20.
No, I'm not prone. Sorry.
All right, so you hear this large, Hi-yah! From inside the room. There's a clap of thunder, and then Binwin comes flying out of the doorway. Jim, you kind of have to die. Or shift to the side.
Yeah.
To allow Binwin to go sprawling out into the mud and snow on his face.
All right, so it's an AFL, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He,
hope he's ready to hear the oaf.
He did thunder damage with that blast.
Awesome.
Overwhelming strength. Somebody have a player's handbook, too?
I do.
And Aelfel is...
Sorry, I did come more or less directly from work.
Yeah.
We came prepared for extra books.
Thanks. I just want to make sure that I think...
Well, here, do you want me to...
Do you want to hold?
Yeah, yeah, we
might... delay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hold your action. I'll go at 18.
Yep.
You might want to back up, Jim.
Yeah, that's right. So I should have this and not this.
Yeah, Jim is now the only one between him and the door.
Right here. So,
From here, yes. Would I be able to cast through the door?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then I will do so. Sure in my faith, I grip my holy symbol, and the lance of faith arcs out. And I would say that it arcs out quite well, ladies and gentlemen, with a 25.
Hit.
Reflex strike. I dish up 8 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And I confer a +2 on AFL for his next strike against this target. Oh,
thank you.
All right.
Because there's nobody to give him CA in there, so.
Yeah. Unless we can work something out with DeBoer, but.
All right, Boar, listen. We've got jerky. We know a guy.
You will rue this day. I need no friends to slay the likes of you.
Oops. he did just knock you out the door on your ass.
Literally. Yeah. This is his ass.
Despite my resistance to both being knocked back and falling
down. Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Yep. You actually incur an attack of opportunity moving from that square to this one.
That one to that one?
Yeah.
Then I'll stop there.
Okay. You don't want to. We can't let him get out.
Yeah, you have to take that hit to block the door.
Oh, I can...
There's no...
If I come here, is this door open or closed?
It's closed.
Okay, never mind. So I can't face it.
You run in and go...
run back. You ain't close.
Flash.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and take the attack of opportunity.
In theory, you wouldn't have to if you had enough movement to hop on the table.
To jump on the table.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I totally do. Because I'm here. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, so you kip up on the wall and...
Exactly.
I'll Eladric.
Yeah.
Pop. Right. And I swear oath of enmity at him as I'm leaping off the table.
How does that go?
As I'm coming off the table, I say, Me tolancie melohia.
Damn flying elves.
So now that he has become the target of my...
Remember before we played D&D all the time, and the first time we did that, we were like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And now we play, we're like, that's awesome. I need to write my own one.
That's the best note ever.
All right, so I'm going to hit him with my...
powerful ability.
Sparkling Wounds.
Yeah.
This is...
that's not bad.
What?
I like a club one.
This is Wisdom versus AC.
Not as cool as you think.
Ooh.
A 4 and a 2. That was bad. Okay. I rolled bad.
Don't you have your encounter power that you in trouble?
I did. I rolled them both and missed.
Okay, coming up off the corner of that table, a little bit uncertain.
Fun. Yeah.
Look at that, that was a really good power.
Look what happens when I hit it.
Right, and
what's cool is it plays off of what you do.
When I take
it,
extra hit points whenever I'm hit.
It's five lightning and five
plus
fire.
Plus my blast.
Not the time you want to completely miff a roll, Wheaton.
That's a bear one, yeah.
All right.
Back up at the top.
Bin winner.
Yes.
You pick yourself up.
Yeah, I'll spend my movement to stand. Can I see him from here?
Yeah.
Yes. You can move through friendly squares.
Well, I've already used my movement to stand up,
true,
right?
Yes. But you could theoretically charge him again.
Yeah. I could charge him?
Yeah.
As a standard action. Yeah.
Done.
All right. Ninwen comes running back into the
I'm going to use the fire dice that you'll be able to bid on.
Ooh.
Nice. 15
plus 9 is...
Yes.
24.
That's what I'm aiming for.
You can do that in your head. All right, here
so,
we go again.
So, which of my many enemies has sent you to destroy me?
My name is Binwin Bronzebottom of the Bronzebottom Clan.
Your clan is a joke.
No.
Didn't the Amber Shards crush you into the ground?
Let's take some damage here. First of all, 10, 17, 18 points of damage.
Oh, juicy.
Said, you're the one being crushed in the ground. You're going in the ground. You're great as a hard candy shell.
Jim Dark Magic.
I think that it's time.
I'm not sure we're going to get much of a rest.
Oh, really?
I mean, we're at the fucking door. Like, I would be.
So you're saying don't blow encounters yet?
Well, I'm saying be careful.
Don't
be mindful.
Okay. All right, well then, I'm Scorching Burst again.
Yes.
My miners,
now they're both in there.
My miners are is a burst.
Oh, they're all bursts?
Is it a minor action?
Look, I mean, this guy probably deserves a red. It's okay to deal a red. I'm just saying, be careful with your blast.
That might be cool.
Well, I'm not gonna.
It might be waste. It might be waste.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to save it. See, we're going to have to fight him. Well, we may not have to, because he's chained up. I think if he gets on that board, there's probably some...
Yes, Scorching Bird. I'm going to start with the bad guy.
Okay.
Start back in the corner so we miss AFL.
Yeah, not all, you know, tough and fire.
Yeah, that's fine.
Safe.
Yeah. Do I get a...
I'm not rated like little kid pajamas like Dwarfy over there.
So I don't get a plus one for each ally in the area. I just get a plus one if there's allies.
So correct. Make sure I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this is plus nine. Yeah.
Ooh. 23.
Thank you.
That is a hit.
Do you hit me?
Let's see if I hit you. That was a
separate attack roll.
Oh, yeah, you get hit.
Okay. What's the damage?
The damage is a d6 plus 7.
12.
12 damage.
God dang it.
But you get temporary hit points.
Well, it's only 6, though.
So just take 6 damage.
Okay.
All right, explosions of fire
going off, the guy who
scorching his furniture. And he is up next. Unless, Jim, you have something else you wish to do, like move or what have you.
Jim's happy where he is.
Are you sure you don't want to get out of the doorway?
Oh.
If he wants to get out, he's going to go out through you.
That's true. I'll shift over here to the side.
All right.
Before I get too excited about these temporary hit points, when do they wear off, and am I dead then? Because at some point my temporary hit points are more than what I'm at.
Temporary
hit points don't stack, too. You know that, right? So...
Mine do.
Like, if you get 6 every round and you don't use them up, it doesn't become 12, it doesn't become 18, it doesn't, you know, it's just 6 every round.
Okay, so I've had 3 rounds where I've gotten plus 6 hit points. So I don't have as many hit points as I think.
Correct.
I only have 6 extra.
Yes. Every round you have 6 hit points.
When you put this together with
Yeah.
When you put this together with his evil friend Mike Failour, he gave him the impression that this was a battle rager thing. That hit points were just piling up.
Keep on loading up the hit points.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm.
Do temporary hit points from different power stack?
No.
Only.
But you get the. Whichever one gives you the most, you get.
The only exception to that rule is I have some attacks that are invigorating that give me plus 2, and that does stack with.
So temporary hit points are basically a shield.
Yes.
Yes.
Like a buffer.
Damage so goes only to them first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So in other words, I only took 6 points of damage instead of 12.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right. And then you earn 6 more.
Exactly.
So temporary.
All right, now hold on a second.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
That works. Okay.
All right. He whirls his blade around him like a dervish, and he strikes at both Aelfel and Binwin. Uh-oh. Aelfel would be the red.
Ruh-roh.
Hey, that's a miss on you.
It's a critical miss on
you. Critical
me.
Miss on you. Right. And Binwin, he rolled a 3-2 versus AC.
First of all, I think
that is exactly it.
For the sake of people listening at home, I think that we should point out that the DM has the balls to roll in front of us. He's got no screen.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I have 52 hit points. He hit me for 18, but I had 6 temporary hit points, so do I subtract?
Right off the top of the damage.
So
you don't have 5,218 hit points.
No, I want to make sure that 52 minus 18 is 34.
Yeah,
plus 6, and that's what I would have.
52,000. The problem is that you're trying to do it all with a calculator. This is what happens. You know, this is the state of American public schools.
Okay.
So you had
52 hit points. He hit me for 18 damage, but I had 6 temporary hit points.
So minus
so he
18
hit you for 12.
Yeah, so he hit me for 12,
and then plus 6.
Okay, I was doing it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that whirlwind strike, he did another 13 to you, so that reduces to 7 because of your temporary hit points. And that's the amount that comes off.
Thank you. Now I'm understanding.
And normally he would push you back 1 with that whirlwind strike, but you're a dwarf, so you ignore it.
He's then going to provoke you again by shifting to here.
This is what I was afraid of.
And that's a...
Does he provoke from both of us?
He's got a special ability.
Oh,
that's an attack a shifting target.
24?
Oh, because he is going to leave out the front door.
Oh.
And we are not fighters.
19.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can sear him up.
You are bashing his head in. But so far, he seems pretty undeterred.
Not bloodied yet, eh?
He is then going to spend an action point.
Yeah, this is it. But now we're hitting him, right?
Well, now
I get an opportunity attack.
Both of you guys outside get an opportunity attack as he leaves the place with all haste and makes his way around toward the back.
I thought I remember taking something that said I could use... One of my magic spells is an opportunity attack, but I don't see it.
Magic missile. But no, it's a part of magic missile.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
This power counts as a range-based attack, when a power allows you to make a range-based attack.
But this is not that case, right?
No.
Because he's too close.
Bro.
Right.
That is the shittiest roll.
Oh, that's too bad.
16 versus AC?
Miss.
Okay, so he just peels straight out the front door and wheels around on the wizard.
Yes, exactly.
And then good.
He looks at the wizard and says, "You hollow bone vermin!"
That's trouble.
He's going to knock you into the building.
He says,
"I will feed you to Kortha, and she will snap those little bones of yours into flinders."
There's a good chance.
They are hollow, actually. They're like bird bones. Yeah. What? No, I don't want to be that way. This is too scary. Now I'm very scared. All right. I grip the holy symbol again and extend my hand, closing my eyes, hoping that Avandra will guide the strike. This is what we call daunting light. That sucks. Shit. Thanks a lot, Avandra.
We're still accepting applications. But.
Yeah. 14 reflex, I assume, isn't it?
That he gets out of the way of.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, well, right. I should get my eyes open, I guess.
Would you like to take any further actions?
What?
Cower. Plead eternal obeisance.
Did you say you took an ability that lets you attack ranged targets without incurring an attack of opportunity?
Yes. That was my cloak. I have that.
Hey, wait. Omen, would you like to... Is it important enough that you reroll that?
No, not right now.
What? Is that an encounter power?
I got an encounter that will let you reroll.
It might be worth it. It's a big hit.
He's in a close first 10 there, right?
Yeah.
He's here, that spec counts.
He's going to with fire.
Okay. Oh, really?
But now I will blow you up, too, so that didn't work. I need to rethink my plan.
So are you going to let him re-roll that?
Yeah, do you
yeah,
you
no, let's do it.
All right, divine guidance. As I said, Melora is still accepting applications.
Yeah. I'm back over here. Here comes. Re-rolling. I'm looking for big damage. That's much better.
That's
nice. A 24 reflex.
Hit!
Melora, you're awesome! Jeez.
Melora's the true god.
22 points.
Hello.
And I confer...
How's he looking?
He is not yet bloodied.
Yeah. I nail him for 22 points, and I confer combat advantage to Jim Dark Magic.
Thank you.
Splendid. Aelfel.
Come on, Aelfel.
So, I can either go through the door and start wailing on the boar and hope that does something.
That's an option.
Or, because I'm, like, at the door, or I can come out here and I can face step here.
Yeah, maybe he's a better boar.
And banter, dealer. You know, so I can do that.
Yeah, with his 10 hit points coming back every time, maybe he's a better boar product.
I like option B.
All right, so I'm going to phase step here.
Can you see that square?
Well, I already have CA, so can you just go here?
One, two, three. I can come to here.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Wait, is that a bush?
And
yeah, it's
gonna,
okay.
That's okay, you can stand it.
Okay.
It is a bush.
It's not a prickly bush or anything like that. It's nettles.
I see it.
You take 2d10.
Yeah. Metal damage.
and you're prone. And I'm going to overwhelming strike him, because if I hit him, I get to pull him. I get to move here, and I get to pull him back.
Okay.
Right. Oh, sweet.
Which would be good. Okay, so
this... You do know that he is a dwarf.
And you
dwarves
can't really...
have an ability called
That's right.
He reduces, pushes, and pulls
that's
by
right.
one.
And I thought dogs laid eggs. I'm still going to. I'm not going to be able to wail him like that. But this is
distracted by the bush.
This is wisdom versus AC, and then if I roll, I got a whole bunch of stuff.
I know.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that six is
not.
Too bad
you used your reroll ability on me.
Yeah. Oh no, but I get to roll twice because he's in my Oath of Enmity. Oh, how about 19?
Nice.
Does 19 work for you?
That's an improvement.
Let me add up all the stuff. So this is Wiz versus AC, so that's 19 plus 4 is 23. And then I also have these to a 24.
That's going to do it.
26.
Yep, he is hit.
I want to add up all my stuff.
.com, login.
Okay, so I hit him?
Yeah.
Yes, you
all right, so, and this does weapon damage plus wisdom, so this is going to do 1d... This is d8 plus 5. Now, does that make 7? So this is d8 plus 7. 11.
All right.
That's a solid hit.
bloodied now.
And now I can shift out if I can shift if I want to.
Mm-hmm. That just bloodied him, by the way.
And I just
at that moment exactly, you see his eyes ignite in flame.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like something has just awakened inside of
him. Yeah, their heritage of devilry is about to come home.
Oh, he's bloody, which means he's going to start going berserker on us.
So I'm just going to go
on us.
I'm just going to go ahead and keep moving away.
There's a nice bed back there.
Go ahead and step back.
You also see his skin kind of begin to blister and boil.
No,
and you
what?
See hints of what looks like almost like a scaly. Second skin.
Dragon dwarf? Man.
Deep.
Listen, I fought this guy and he turned into a dragon and it was.
He
ugly.
Did kill a dragon. What if he drank his blood or something? Maybe he's got a
dragon
VD.
You can see that the scales under his dragon skin have a reddish cast to them.
Wow, okay.
And they look almost metallic.
Yeah, he's got some kind of red dragon shit going on.
Shit. Oh, I don't like the sound of that at all.
All right.
Well, he's got to deal that many hit points again. Quick.
Finland's up next, right?
And in fact, he is.
Do you guys want me to take out the boar? Or do you want me to come out and fight him?
You should probably go to the boar, is my opinion.
Well, there's two doors to go through, right?
Chris,
yes.
I'm sorry. I forgot to add a modifier to damage, so that's another three.
Excellent.
All right, so don't I have to stop my movement every time there's a door?
Yeah, it's a, you do, and it's a minor action to open a door. So it'd be move, minor, move.
Which I can't do, right? That's two turns worth.
Yeah.
It's probably faster to go outside.
Yeah, I agree.
Question you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go back in time to my turns, but I took Destructive Wizardry, which is a plus two to damage if you hit two or more creatures.
Which you did.
So he counts when I was hitting Vinland and the bad guy?
He sure does.
Okay.
So,
it's even cooler.
Okay.
We encourage you to attack your friends in this game.
Yeah. So I'm going to go.
So actually, it would be four, right?
I would have dealt four more damage to him.
Give those three back. I read the thing wrong.
Seriously, guys?
I know. I'm sorry.
I just gave
I'm also in the DM's guild, so I have to, I don't want to get brought up on charges.
All right. So one, two,